This mental rehearsal relaxation is for positive self-image. It helps to increase positive thinking, healthy self-concept, confidence, and self-esteem. So I want you to sit back, get into a comfortable position, preparing to relax, finding a position where you're sitting but relaxed. So take a deep breath and hold in for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe out for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deep breath in again, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Continue to breathe deeply, slowly, and comfortably. I'm going to count down now from 10 to 1. And as I say each number, you will become more and more relaxed. 10, feeling yourself starting to relax. 9, your hands and feet are warming and relaxing. 8, your muscles are becoming loose and heavy. 7, notice your attention drifting, becoming more relaxed. 6, 5, 4, you may feel a slight tingling in your hands and feet, and relaxation is spreading across your body. It's very pleasant and feels very good. 3, free of tension. 2, and 1, you are in a relaxed state of mind. Now that you are feeling more relaxed, begin to create a picture in your mind. Imagine positive thinking. What does it mean to have a positive self-image? Perhaps when you think positively, you envision confidence, self-acceptance, good self-esteem. Imagine what a positive self-image means to you. Self-image is the concept or image you have of yourself. If you see yourself in a positive way, you have respect for yourself and are content with who you are. You have a great positive self-image. It's okay to have areas you want to improve and to have things you want to change about yourself. Self-improvement is good and healthy and is a process we all continue throughout life. A positive self-image allows you to like and respect yourself while striving to improve. Your negative or positive self-image is reflected in self-talk. If you criticize yourself or automatically assume negative things, this damages your self-image and contributes to low self-esteem and fear. On the other hand, if you make efforts to speak in a more positive and realistic terms, you can maintain a positive self-image and healthy self-esteem. Imagine that you are walking down the street and someone looks in your direction for a few seconds. Negative and unrealistic self-talk may sound like this. That person is looking at me. He must think I look weird. Maybe he thinks I'm doing something weird. More realistic self-talk is like this. I can't read minds, so I don't know why he's looking in my direction. Maybe he thinks he recognizes me. Maybe he's just looking over here, and it had nothing to do with me at all. When negative thoughts arise, consider whether the thoughts are assumptions or are based on evidence. and try to reframe your thinking to be more realistic. A healthy, positive self-image is also reflected in the way you treat yourself. Sometimes, in an effort to be unique, people deny their true identity. This happens when people make efforts to be different. They are more concerned with being different than who they really are. This can also occur when people make effort to be the same in order not to stand out. With a positive self-image, it's possible to be confident, whether you are different than others or the same. It is not necessary to appear different to be unique. True confidence is being who you are without concern for appearing different or the same. In some ways, you are different than anyone else, and in some ways, you are the same as everyone else. You are a human being who deserves respect, happiness, and fabulous things. For the next few minutes, just relax. Allow yourself to become deeply relaxed and comfortable, and then focus on creating a positive self-image, a positive self-image that is without fear. Relax, allowing your mind to focus inward. Imagine that you have a jar that contains pure relaxation. It's a liquid substance, the consistency of thick paint. What color would relaxation be? Would it be a nice, beautiful lavender color? Or would it be a nice golden color like the sun? Imagine that you have a paintbrush. It's very soft, the softest, silkiest brush. The tip is about as wide as your index finger. The bristles are soft. Picture opening the jar of relaxation and dipping the brush into the paint. Imagine painting relaxation onto the back of your left hand, starting at the wrist and moving towards your knuckles. Imagine that relaxation is painted over the entire surface of the back of your left hand. Continue painting this relaxation onto your skin, over the surface of each finger and your thumb. And as soon as the relaxation is applied to your skin, feel the area relaxing, feeling calm, still, and heavy. The relaxation paint is so pleasant. It may be warm or cool, so deeply relaxing and calming. Imagine painting the palm of your left hand and the front surfaces of your left thumb and fingers. Now imagine painting the back of your right hand and fingers and thumb, applying relaxation to the entire surface of your right hand. Feel how relaxed your hands feel. So warm, heavy, calm. It's such a pleasant feeling. Notice that the relaxation paint is absorbing into your hands, disappearing into the surface of your skin to fill you up with relaxation. Your hands do not look like any paint has been applied at all. The paint looks like it's disappeared, but your hands are so fully relaxed. Notice the disappearing effect of the relaxation paint. Imagine applying one streak of paint to your left arm. Imagine looking at the paint, seeing its color. The paint is thick and smooth, sitting on your arm to see the paint on your skin and feel it relaxing this area. And there is nothing visible on your arm at all. It's clean and dry and looks perfectly normal and is so deeply relaxed. Imagine painting relaxation on your right arm as well, observing as the relaxation absorbs, leaving no visible trace, but a total feeling of relaxation. Your hands and arms are heavy and relaxed, and you can relax the rest of your body too. Imagine applying the relaxation paint to any area that is tense and needs to relax. Perhaps your shoulders. Maybe the paint feels pleasant and cool on your skin, and perhaps that leaves your shoulders feeling warm and happy, sinking deep into relaxation. So fully relaxed, all the way down from your shoulders to your fingertips. Imagine how good it would feel to relax your neck. Imagine what it would feel like if the relaxation was moved all over the surface of your neck with the soft paintbrush. Imagine brushing the relaxation right across your forehead and down your nose, over your cheeks, your eyelids, your lips, and your chin. Imagine the relaxation being spread over the surface of your back, over your sides, your chest, your stomach, all the way down to your hips. Imagine relaxation all over your legs, down to your lower legs and your ankles. Feel the pleasant relaxation paint being applied to the top of your feet and then the bottom of your feet. You are totally relaxed from head to toe, so heavy and calm. Notice if there are any areas that have not fully relaxed. Imagine applying that paint to those spots. Feel the paint absorbing into the area, sinking into warmth and relaxation. The relaxation is inside your body now, filling you with a sense of peace and calm, relaxed inside and out. The relaxation flowing through your body works to calm your mind, allowing you to focus intently with calm and clarity. Imagine that right now, at this moment, you have a healthy, positive self-image. Allow this relaxation or self-image to help to increase your positive thinking, your healthy self-confidence and self-esteem, and your bravery. You can keep this positive self-image forever. You are a successful person. You are capable of doing everything you set out to do. You are confident. You are brave, braver than you have ever been in your whole life. You feel secure in who you are. The slightest feeling of doubt about yourself causes you to feel calm, relaxed, and confident. And you realize that you have everything it takes to be happy and successful every moment of every day. You enjoy the freedom of feeling comfortable, being who you are. You are a likable person with fabulous qualities. You love and respect yourself. Making mistakes causes you to remember that you are a human being and that it's normal and okay to make mistakes. You learn from your mistakes while feeling confident. Making mistakes causes you to feel good about yourself and what you learn from your mistakes. You appreciate who you are. You feel good about the ways you are unique and different. And you feel good about the ways you are similar. You feel secure and confident in who you are. You have a strong sense of identity. You uphold your values at all times, and living according to your own moral code and respecting the things that are important to you. The slightest perception of judgment, negativity, or criticism from others causes you to relax and to feel secure and confident. You love yourself. You are an amazing woman. You are enough. You are worthy. You learn and grow every day. You take pride in being a person who is kind, and every day of your life, you behave in a way that shows kindness and gratitude to others, and more importantly, to yourself. You refuse to do anything that is contrary to your well-being. You refuse to ever treat yourself unkindly again. You behave as a supportive friend to yourself at all times. Allow a feeling of happiness, confidence, bravery, and joy to fill you. Let this feeling grow, filling you with joy inside. Allow your positive self-image to become your way of thinking forever. Keeping this positive self-image with you at all times, in every situation you encounter. In a moment, I will count to three. When I say the number three, you will become fully awake and alert, calm, happy, feeling great about yourself, feeling better than before. One, you are starting to come out of your relaxation. Two, you are more alert and feeling better than before. Three, slowly you can breathe your eyes open, feeling better than ever with a positive self-image. You love yourself.